It's a really long day for you. So you understand.
I hear my call adjourned.
That's a record.
I hear my call to Board of Works and Public Safety meeting to order Monday, June 20th, 2016. Roll call, please.
Mayor Sean Byron.
Here.
Mr. Bob Mahol.
Here.
Mr. Bassett.
Here. We have approval of minutes from last time we met, which was basically just to hire the 12th officer, I believe. Right? So.
Motion to approve.
Second. A motion and second to approve the minutes of last meeting. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
There are two sets of meeting minutes.
Oh, there were, okay.
The other special meeting you had about firefighter.
Okay.
Those also need to be approved.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Second. It's been motion and second to approve the minutes of the second meeting. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion approved, motion passes. Number three on our agenda is Chris Martin, wastewater treatment superintendent, to speak to us about the bridge on South Street.
What is going on in the county? Bob, you're probably aware of this. The county is in the process of the bridge there at South Street by, gosh, who lives there?
What's?
Dr. Sines' house, Dr. Barnsold's house. That bridge right there is going to be replaced. Little backstory, a year ago, we had applied for a grant to replace a storm sewer basically from the creek there up South Street back in behind St. Vincent to deal with flooding. Well, we did not get that grant. Well, as I know this bridge is going in, I get a hold of, you know, the county and talk with Mr. Shannon and so on. I'm like, you know, if we can get this stub through this bridge, then we can pick up and put the most important part of that storm sewer in ourselves. So what I've done, I've contacted the people designing the bridge, the CHA, and we met with NDOT last week for a walkthrough on that project. Worst case scenario, at this point, construction cost could cost us $30,500.
That's worst case?
That is worst case. Plus, we would have design fees, which I would assume we would just go ahead and contract with CHA since they're building the bridge, let them handle it. Now, we have had, there's lines coming into that bridge and underneath that bridge. I had Cooley's take their push camera and push camera those lines. I will send that video on to NDOT to see if any of the pipes are in bad enough shape, which would then allow us to fall underneath the 80-20 of the bridge cost, and we would only have to pay 20% of that $30,000.
Wow.
All depends on the shape of those pipes and what they think.
How far are you going with the $30,000?
I mean, it's just right outside.
You're basically stopping. You're just basically putting.
We're stubbing it right where their construction area stops. That's where we're stopping.
Because our problem with that, our problem with not getting the grant, I couldn't get the easement.
We're bypassing them.
So we're totally bypassing. Plus,
we're coming off on.
Signs'
parcel, where they're already going to replace a section of pipe.
Are we on Signs' side of the street, or are we on the other people?
Signs' side of the street.
Okay, because we couldn't get the other.
Right.
Just to give a little back history, we couldn't get that guy. And so, I mean, who's going to make, he just didn't want, I don't know what, he's a client of mine, so I don't want to get.
The limestone house?
It's right by the one right by the creek. Plessinger?
Yeah, they wouldn't give up right away, basically.
Yeah, because he was worried about his neighbor.
On the same side?
Yeah, he's worried about his neighbor flooding or something. I don't know. We obtained an easement for everybody else because where the storm sewer is going on South Street, so we didn't have to worry about it. The only time we had to worry about it is when it entered into the creek. And the only other place we had to worry about it was John Tanner owns a field back there. And then there was a pipe going between two people.
I don't remember.
Wiggins.
Wiggins and Tippett's, I think.
Wiggins and Tippett's and then Tanner. And so we have, and St. Vincent's. St. Vincent's actually donated their easement to us. So we do have an existing easement right now because I think we paid for it and I think we have it. We couldn't get the grant. So I would tell you, that project, and the theory about that project is if you can get that water out of St. Vincent's, then it would relieve the problem with
Under Anchor
and with Fred, you know, Patch of Liquor Store.
Right.
It's almost like a bowl, right? Is how you guys explain
right.
it to me. And you get that water. That water doesn't go into that water that goes to Anchor. So it was helping Anchor out.
But this will help step us out. And also, I think what will help step us out, we can, if we see the project through to total completion, with us doing it on our own, that will get us away from some of the historical and some of the NDOT and the environmental things that you have to go through.
But the problem was with that whole project was the lady calls us on like August 1st and once the Senate.
I haven't done a month.
September 1st. I'm like, I don't even have enough time to, you don't have enough time to even acquire the right of way. We didn't have enough time to acquire.
Right.
We got it.
We can step this in on our own now. But the key's the outlet that
didn't
we
want to certify.
Wasn't able to secure.
So worst case, $30,500.
And it gets us started walking our way up, and we can plan each year to start walking that thing
yeah.
up the line.
Anchor has a county tile going right through the plant, under the plant. And they've asked it to be vacated by the county years ago, but the county's not going to ever vacate it. And so it's a real problem for Anchor because technically, if the county wants to fix their tile, they can walk on there, take a bulldozer, bulldoze it out, and don't have to replace the floor or anything.
Yeah.
And they won't, but.
Yeah. So that's basically where that's at. We're looking, we're still a year and a half out before this project even starts. So this number probably will change, obviously, but. That's just kind of where we're at, and you know how I was going and what I was doing, in case some things come up through the process.
We don't need to really take any action on it. I mean, you're pretty much
right. I'm just kind of making you aware,
okay.
And Kevin Slick asked that I make you aware in case there was any objections to anything.
Right.
Just I think it gives it a little paper trail, and other than that, I mean, that's it on that. Unless you got any other questions.
What's going on down on Carrot Lane? You know anything? They're marking it all off with like checking like gas line, water line, all that. You ever heard anything? Might be the state.
Just kidding. Out by the
water. Right by Camerac, right the next one over.
I have no clue.
I lied then. I told him I said Chris will know.
I'm big on Clem, you know?
Aaron was actually hoping to start that Friday. Last Friday, but they didn't get started, so I'm hoping this week they've got that already there and over by help me with their name. Oh,
Buckins.
Yes, right there in that area.
On lawn.
Yes, we're going to fix that. I don't know if you've noticed. I'm sure you've noticed. You walk that catch basin. That yard's all cocked and nasty. We're going to straighten that up and address where all that water runs off the road. And just basically floods that whole area. So we're going to get those started. Also got them getting ready to start fix our driveway out at the wastewater plant. You probably saw it where it's just heaving from the trucks.
To get that, a lot of weight guys through there, and that road was never built, especially for like the bumpers.
No, it was asphalt poured on the old gravel driveway.
Yeah, I can see that. You can see it breaking down when they drive over it.
And also I have Cooley's refreshing their quote to begin the first of rebuilding of a clarifier. We'll start getting that knocked out. We'll start knocking those out to get them rebuilt, the new troughs and weirs and internal workings other than the main drive itself. We're going to start on that, seal the tank. If there's any leaks in the tank, get them in there, line the tank, seal that tank up. We'll start walking through that process. So hopefully we can hit the plant and the collection system equally and get some things accomplished.
We're on schedule with the SRF program. Council approved it last month or last meeting. So everything looks to be going smooth with that. had the ambulance report, but I can't, it's in my office. Sorry, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, email it to me.
You know, I'd like to say something.
The numbers were really good.
The numbers are really good again this year.
I don't know if I should, but I'd like to say something as a resident here, having just dealt with this service Friday with my father. To me, it is the best thing we've done. When they were able to pick him up, straight to Richmond, you know, having the availability of that extra set of ambulances here to help take care of people, I think it's a very positive thing.
I think so too.
That's the most important part of it, is the customer service, and that's a service to the citizens, residents of Winchester, and county, really. But I think
that'll get worked out.
Yeah, but I think the other important piece of that too is that, and I always get this term wrong, but the CCV or CCD, CCD has historically only been used for fire department. And if the fire department is making its own money, then maybe that money can be used for police.
Council can appropriate that.
The council can do that.
It was fire or radios. That's what the designation of the fire, and I don't know why they did that. When they first designated, city council designated that at the very beginning. And I have to be honest with you, I don't know why they did that. In fact, it was way before my time.
It's only bills money.
You can use it, you can use CCD, actually they expanded the use of CCD funds. Now they even, now it's a, I mean, you can hire a, part of you, you can do a IT person from it, I mean, you can do a lot of.
Is that defined in the financial report?
Yeah.
I know it's in the counties, but it's, was it in the cities as well? I do remember.
I know they put it in the counties report, I didn't.
Very interesting what all the funds can be used for.
Yeah, they put a lot of synopsis where you can use for it.
But that's the idea, and I also spoke to a guy that's from Winchester but lives in DC who contracts, his job is to contract with the federal government to get places jobs, the government jobs. So he's also, works, as a contractor for places like Lockheed Martin and different defense companies. He's picking up a contract with Homeland Security, and he said, call me in September, the grant application for fire trucks comes open and we might be able to get you a fire truck. And I'm like, what's kind of matching? He said, these grants are given away. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's worth your trip to DC. Because those things are $350, $400, $500.
This guy graduated from Winchester, lived here all his life, and then joined the Marine Corps, didn't have a college education, joined the Marine Corps, and just learned the job through being out there. And
who is it?
His name's Kurt Hall. Kurt Hall. Probably graduated in early 90s, Tim. Somewhere in the early 90s.
That's when I would have graduated.
His sister's my age.
So that'd be, what's his sister? You graduated here.
Oh, nine. She married Stephen Hurtley.
No, that's the other Hall.
Okay.
What's sister's name?
What's the other brother? There was two brothers. Kurt and Rob. Robbie?
From Winchester.
They're just a couple years younger than me. Probably on your age.
I remember.
You graduated in 91, didn't you?
92, Jeff was 94.
Right in that window.
I bet you I saw it.
You know, the grant.
It lived down across
the body counts.
They're not good. They're
right there where Indian Cassie used to live.
Yeah.
I don't know why. They didn't say why. But we didn't get
sisters. So.
Anything new to report with as far as your police department? That's some new guys on the streets.
Yeah, we did. You guys hired a new guy last time.
Ran into today.
Did you?
Well, in here, not on the road.
I haven't even met him yet.
Get pulled
you didn't
over.
Have to pull out the card that says Bob Border Works.
I don't have one.
You can call me Mr. McCoy.
So that's all I got, really. It's been a
quick time. Three.
I still have the disciplinary. Police disciplinary committee. Just FYI.
Well, Chris probably knows more than I do, but I would assume they're finished with the evaluation and they're putting together the plan.
They're just
right
putting
now.
The plan together.
Wow, that might
they had it down. They were 60% done the first day.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Friday we had the Union Street walkthrough, they went and had it over 60% done.
How many people they have working on it? two? Did the whole town?
But they had already done
four or five
of them. Mm-hmm. They knew what they were.
Anything else for the good of the cause?
Pay your bills.
Yeah. Well, I was going to take up the collection first.
No. Insurance for flood. That's something we've always had.
We've always had it, but it's probably increased because I know Sonny's.
You're in the floodplain.
Well, I mean, three quarters of plants in a floodplain is like 10 grand.
Is that something that we just always have used the same carrier on? Or is there only a certain carrier for that?
We contract through Matching the Ward and they find us the best price.
Okay.
So how insurance works is just like the county, that you hire your insurance agent and he or she's supposed to shop around for the best price for you.
And it changes year to year.
What was that last year, Dean?
This time,
it was 10 grand this time.
I thought it was 9,300.
They expanded the floodplain.
Mm-hmm.
So now more people got in the floodplain, so I'm not...
We've always paid it, though.
I'm not doubtful that it hasn't gone a little higher since they expanded the floodplain a couple of years ago.
I want to say it was like 8,000 last year, so...
And that's just the first time I picked up on that going through the claims.
It's a rip.
I'm in the floodplain. Oh, Winchester has to flood. I got out of it.
Well, didn't all of Maine, South Maine end up being... Jim Nunes was even in there, and he sets up on it.
Yeah, Jim was in there.
Yeah. FEMA did their maps, and it was like, whoa.
Well, they did it
and
because they had to pay for
it. DNR, though?
They had to pay for Katrina. They had to pay for...
Right. All we're paying for all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's real easy. Just up the floodplain and get more people in it.
When did they do them? 14? 12?
12. 2 years ago. Yeah, 2-3 years ago.
Trust me, I know.
Well, yeah,
Try to buy a house that's a floodplain.
Wow.
Mine is going to go for like $1,500 a year.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
Second. It's been moved and second to pay the bills. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Make sure you sign everything or else you have to come back.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
The motion
second to adjourn.
Man, I like you guys.
We are adjourned. Record?
16 minutes.
Didn't you say you had to be somewhere?
Yeah,
6:30 after the year. Doesn't really matter to me if you got lasted an hour and a half.